We continue to pray for education. Today it's the students and staff at middle and high schools. We know that in that schools, those schools, there's emotions, fragile states as they're trying to navigate the transition from dependence to independence. In reality, they must learn the ultimate lesson, the need to be interdependent, remain connected to family while learning how to do things on their own. It's like a tug of war. On one end, they're clinging, and the other end, they're letting go. In this transition time, students experience so much peer pressure, identity issues, focuses and concerns, physical changes that cause all kinds of questions along with navigating boy and girl relationships. The staff experiences pushbacks, discipline issues, lack of interest in certain subjects, and the query, what's next after high school? We're going to be using the prayer guide by Claim Your Campus, and we're going to cover junior high through high school in prayer as many begin this month. Father, we lift up grace. We pray grace over junior high and high schools. May your grace fill them. We pray for your word that says your grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. May the students and staff be compassionate on authentic Christ followers. May there be an increase of prayer for these schools by passersby, motorists, parents, family members, students, staff, and administration. Grant the students boldness in sharing the gospel. May they demonstrate love and unity among those who follow Christ. We pray your peace over the campuses. You say in your word to pursue peace with everyone and holiness. Without it, no one will see the Lord. We pray for them to show kindness between students. There will be racial equality, an end to gossip, and an end to bullying. Instead, they would show respect towards staff and other students. We speak your justice over the schools and pray justice will prevail. We know that you love justice and you abandon those that are unfaithful to it. And we pray justice will be evident, especially in giving guidance to school staff, a positive educational environment, protection in and around the schools, physical health, and an end to suicide. And we pray that those who have to judge conflicts, that they will use justice, fairness, and they're giving out consequences that will be clear. We pray your mercy over the campuses. Because of your faithful love, we don't perish, for your mercies never end. And we are so grateful for your mercy, Lord. So we pray that mercy and freedom would be found in the schools, that there would be freedom from depression, freedom from abuse, freedom from substance abuse, freedom from addictions, and freedom, most of all, from worry. May your love quench all fears and worry in the mighty name of Jesus.